Hello, and welcome to The Life of a Witch, a podcast about the basics of modern witchcraft. My name is Dominica N. Frazier, and I will be your host today. Thank you for joining. Welcome to another episode of The Life of a Witch podcast. So I know that many of you may be asking, projection, what is that? Let me just clarify that today's lesson is not on astral projection or the projection of the spirit or body, but more so the mind and words. So they say that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Many of us have heard that saying, but have you ever once thought about the meaning behind it? So what is projection? Projection is when someone directs or speaks negative energy or comments towards you based off of their own hardships, whether it be insecurities, situations at home, or something else. I feel that we all can testify to receiving some type of projection, whether it be from a friend or even a loved one, because truthfully, many of these people can be close friends, family, etc. People whom see you doing better than them and choose to speak on how you can't do it. Well, I couldn't do it, so neither could you, etc. These people will place themselves into your situation and project their own situation onto you, simply because they didn't come up with the idea or do the idea before you, or simply because they are jealous of what you are wishing to achieve. So, in terms of placing negative intention on you or cursing you, many people have the insight that to curse or place negative intentions on someone, that you have to cast spells or do spell work, not even realizing that your words hold power, and it is one of the strongest and most potent types of magic. When people speak negatively on your situation, when they speak negativity onto your name, point fingers at you with ill intentions, or become obsessed with your picture due to their own hatred, they can unintentionally curse you. Let's not even forget even staring at you. Like, I know many people, they've heard of Oho, they wear, you know, evil eye bracelets, things of such. The stare, people's negative intentions, like, that can do some damage. That can do some damage. But this is why it is very important to set boundaries, to release things that no longer resonate with you, and to not allow others' words to influence your decisions or views. So I personally, I feel like that I've done so many videos speaking onto this because I've been someone who has had multiple people project their, either it's their insecurities, their situations, or simply just their hatred onto me for no reason. For no reason. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know, I've never had situations where I've been butting heads with people, but there has been times where I've literally done nothing. And individuals have just chosen to project their insecurities, their situations, their hatred onto me. So I've talked about this before. Currently living in PA, me and my husband, we used to live in North Carolina. Whenever we lived in North Carolina, we had a lot of stuff happening, and we essentially could not figure out why all of those things kept happening. Whether it was, for one, whenever we originally moved down, the back window was busted open. So we essentially had to drive around with tape on the window. Now, this is something that only people that were from where I lived know about. Now, obviously, I'm in a completely different state. Like, we have a beautiful car, beautiful home, beautiful family. And back then, we did have, you know, beautiful things, but I feel like looking at it now, certain things we did take for granted, but are thankful for as of now. So, whenever it came up to us essentially doing what we did, like, a lot of weird things would happen. We were constantly getting flat tires. There was constantly something wrong with our car. we were constantly either getting sick or something was wrong. Like, one of us would constantly have to go to the ER. We started to find out that my husband was having seizures. Like, he would have multiple seizures throughout a month. And we could not figure out why these things were happening. And it would only be whenever we would go to specific places or we would talk about specific things or we were doing specific things that he would have these seizures or he would have these reactions or things of such would happen. So then we started, you know, before we left to move up here, we started finding out the core reason of things. Like, we would say planned out dates and stuff and they would never go to plan. And this is where the saying of keeping your business to yourself is very important, because not everybody needs to know your business. Not everyone needs to know your upcoming achievements, because some people are not meant to know those things. Whether they are, again, your friends, your family, a loved one, etc., it's important to keep those things to yourself. Now, if it is someone that you trust, okay, cool, tell the person that you trust. But at the end of the day, because I've had to tell my husband this so many times, whenever it comes up to your life, whenever it comes up to what you want to achieve in life, that's nobody else's business except for your own. Now, obviously, I tell my mom everything. I tell my mom everything simply because she is very supportive. She is someone that truly loves me no matter what the situation may be. She has all the time been there for me. Everybody might not have that person, but that is all right. You know what I mean? Not everybody has that person, but there's different things that you can do. You know what I mean? So whenever it comes up to meeting individuals or being friends with individuals, just be very careful with the things in which you tell people. I am going to be talking about setting boundaries in our next podcast, which I am going to be posting next week. I know I'm I have to get better with this podcast stuff, but I do so much. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on TikTok now, and I'm blowing up everywhere on top of running a business. So I have to be very careful with how I separate my time and the things in which I do. But still, let's not make no excuses. Let's just turn it into what it is and go from there. But I do hope that you all have an amazing day. It is going to be Thursday the 12th. I am doing this podcast on Tuesday the 10th. Literally just turned Tuesday the 10th. But I hope that you all have an amazing day. And I will also be talking about the flower full moon. So if you are not following me on Facebook or on Instagram, definitely look into Magic Moniques onto Facebook and onto Instagram. I'm gonna try and see if I could flood everything all together in between the Life of a Witch podcast and my business, Magic Moniques. But again, thank you for listening in, and I hope that you have a really good day. Blessings. Thank you for listening to the Life of a Witch podcast with your hosts, Dominica and Frazier. I hope you enjoyed our deep dive into all the tips and tricks you can use to help your spiritual journey. As always, you can head over to our Facebook to sign up to our email list, as well as check out all the links and resources that are shown in the notes. That is all for this episode, and I hope to see you next time.